This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Rich Bradbury with
Audrey Raj.
Arvinia Braj.
With you for a few more minutes yet before we have to wrap up. Today we are talking about how much of your data would you be willing to give up and what would you be willing to give it up for? What would be the trade-off? We asked you to feedback. We've got some tweets. We've got some WhatsApps. Let's go over to Twitter first. Arvin, what do you have?
Yeah, so we've got one from Matt Brady who says, I think people have made the choice already. I like to see a different model altogether.
We've also been talking about sharing your DNA at free mobile services and something else about McDonald's in a couple of minutes. However, we had some feedback via WhatsApp on some of the other stories we've been talking about.
Yeah, so this is the feedback on that story about sharing your DNA and how it could help catch criminals. And this is from Davin, who says, you know, what if the perpetrator used a wig made out of donated hair? Seems like that there might be room for the wrong person to be implicated.
That's some proper planning, that, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and then this is from another Davin. This is from Davin Thiaraja. And he has feedback on the story about the free mobile service, you know, if you watch the ads. And he says, you know, hey, why are you watching so many Nike ads? Because I'm getting paid to buy a pair of them flashy new Nike sneakers. Crazy loop, eh?
Yeah.
Crazy loop. That's the loop. Yeah. That's the loop. Yeah.
Arvin falls right into it.
Sneaky loop. If I get something free. Sneaker loop.
It's a good band name, that.
Yeah.
Anyway, shall we stop being silly and get onto our final story of the day? Mm-hmm. It is Friday, of course, so we can have a bit of fun. McDonald's using AI to be more like Amazon.
Yeah, so not just using AI. So McDonald's has actually bought Dynamic Yield. And Dynamic Yield is an artificial intelligence company based in New York and Tel Aviv. And they've bought it for $300 million. So not
just a pocket change then.
Yeah, for McDonald's, yeah. So not just using AI to their benefit, but literally just buying out an entire company and planning AI programs with them. So they say that the insights will let the fast food giant determine which of its items are most popular with customers and allow it to offer a more personal, customized experience. It will use the tech to provide an even more personal customer experience to drive-through customers based on data points like time of day, weather, current restaurant traffic, and trending menu items. It also says that, let's say an election just finished, and let's say you're disappointed, and let's say you go to McDonald's and you order 9 pieces of nuggets, and
I can tell you now it would be 24 pieces of nuggets.
24 pieces of nuggets. Yeah. And what happens is if they find that 5 people in a row are ordering the same thing, they will sort of suggest 24 pieces of McNuggets to the next person in line.
Okay.
Because that's all they're going to do with it?
Yeah, because there's a trend going on.
My thoughts exactly.
Yeah,
right?
This is like the simplest like situation.
We're human beings. We're not hashtags.
Or hash browns.
Someone's hungry. Okay.
The purchase, they said, will be the largest that McDonald's has done since 1998 when it became an investor in Chipotle Mexican Grill. And McDonald's already uses geofencing around its stores to know when one of its users, the users of its mobile apps, is coming in to the restaurant, so it can prepare the meal that they always order. So what they do is, if they know someone who uses the app and always orders a certain thing on the app is coming to the restaurant, they'll make sure that they have those burgers or those Filet-O-Fish or those apple pies ready.
So just to clarify, they're spending $300 million on predicting that people might want more chicken nuggets.
To predicting exactly how many chicken nuggets you might want.
Mm.
So for me, like, I would like for them to use this AI because, like, you know, when you drive up to a McDonald's drive-thru, there's so much going on their, like, their standee menu, right? I would like for them to just, like, okay, you know, just say, I don't take beef, right? And then for them to just completely eliminate all your cheeseburgers and your Big Mac from there and then show me, like, what are the specials with a grilled chicken or something like that, right?
A tailored menu for you.
Yes, because it is a digital screen, if you think about it, right? So why can't they then customize that to suit what I would like to see when I'm on the drive-thru? So
because if you have your mobile phone like this person does and you go up and they know exactly what you're going to order through their walled fence thingy, whatever.
Geofencing.
It should be able to do that, surely.
No, not yet. It cannot do it accurately.
So they've just spent $300 million. You'd hope they can do fairly accurate things with that,
right? They can try to figure out what they did with the app, but they can't do it exactly. Mm. So buying the company with the $300 million US will be able to make them predict it more accurately.
Mm.
Or at least sell items that the person might want most. Because when you look at the menu, you might miss out on certain things.
Right.
But if you've ordered, let's say, like a sundae 3 times in a row, you might not know that there's another sundae on the menu that might be more suited to you. So that's what this AI company is supposed to do.
Okay. I guess because we're a creature of habits, right? Like sometimes we go in and we know, okay, if you're at McDonald's, you're just going to have your double cheeseburger.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that was just for you, Rich, you know? And, you know, maybe, you know, they will offer you like 2 quarter pounders on a deal. Instead,
it's not the same.
Or that other one. What's the smoky grill beef? You don't know.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Know.
We just sound like an ad for McDonald's right now.
Da, 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 da. No, we don't. Okay. That's all the time we have for today, though, ladies and gents. But a really interesting discussion about, you know, data and how much we are willing to share. And kind of it's given an insight into, I guess, what us three here in the studio are willing to share. We've obviously told you our favorite preferences for a certain Golden Arches restaurant. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Ords.
I said I'd love to get free movie tickets.
There you go.
I'd watch your ads.
Yeah. What we've got from you is that there's some of you who are quite happy to share data because you've resigned yourself to the fact that that's where we are, that's what we do, and you know there's no getting out of that. And some of you are still kind of stoically denying the fact that we do share data anyway. And
it's a necessary evil.
It's a necessary evil, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Anyway, if you've missed any part of this show, we're going to quickly run through the stories that we covered today, and then you can of course download the podcast a little bit later on via the app, which is available in the Apple App Store or Google Play or on Spotify or on the website. We started off with
you can't have my data unless
and then we spoke about sharing your DNA data and how it could help catch criminals,
and if you want free mobile service you might have to watch a few ads,
and then we finish with McDonald's and how it's using AI to be more like Amazon.
That's pretty much all the time we have for today. Excuse me, but if you'd like to stick around, there's a Breakfast Grill replay coming up after the 1 o'clock news. Ex-bottled water manufacturer Bio Osmo Berhad is set to make a comeback with a hotel business through the acquisition of the hotels under the Impiana brand in KL, Ipoh and Cherating, as well as other business related to Impiana. The Breakfast Grill spoke to executive director Shariz Al Hisham to discuss Bio Osmo's plans moving forward. That's quite the pivot. All coming up after the 1 o'clock news. We will be back, of course, on Monday at noon for Enterprise Biz Bites. Have yourself a lovely weekend. My name is Rich Bradbury on behalf of Audrey Raj and Arvind Yuvaraj. This has been Enterprise Biz Bites here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.